Shauna and Kenzie Jones know that Alzheimer's runs in their family, and they've started to prepare for what the future might look like. However, now that we're in the era of treatment, they both see their future in a new light.
My first exposure to Alzheimer's was my grandmother, my mom's mom, and I was probably about 15 when she was diagnosed. Of course, at that time, it was 1979, and we didn't really know what that meant, that she had Alzheimer's. My grandmother, she was good for quite a while, but then, and I think the way they handled it back then is, she seemed to be heavily drugged. And when she was actually put in a care home, when my grandfather couldn't take care of her anymore, anytime we saw her, she was just glassy-eyed, didn't know who anybody was. And I think that's how they cared for them then. And so my mother always said, oh, don't ever do that to me. Don't ever put me in anywhere. So my mom's older brother started getting it probably about 7 years before my mom got it. My mom, she never acknowledged the fact that she had Alzheimer's, ever. My father, it got harder for him to take care of her. They lived out of state. We talked him in, my husband and I talked him into moving to Wichita so we could help him. My mother had sundowners, very, very bad. And she could be nice all day long, but as the sun started to go down, she turned into a whole different person, and she actually became very angry and violent. Eventually, we ended up moving. My dad wanted to go with my mom, so we moved them to a care home that my dad could be with her and help her. And even then, as they had her on medication, she figured out a way to show the nurse she was taking her pill, but the pill would be under her tongue and she never actually took it. She was very good at masking the fact that she had Alzheimer's. So when we would go out to dinner, she would look at my dad and say, well, what are you having? Well, I'll have the same thing you're having.
For me, I mean, we knew she had it, but around me and my brother, I think that she was like, oh, you're Kinsey and you're Connor. But it was like when we were in our own house setting, or I think if she like knew that we were going to see her, she like in her mind was able to tell herself like, oh, this is Kinsey, this is Connor, they're my grandkids. But one day I was probably a sophomore or junior in high school, and I ran up to Dylan's to get groceries, and it was still when her and my grandpa lived in their house close to us. I was walking into the store and they were coming out of Dylan's, and I was like, oh, hey, strangers, and, you know, go up, they're my grandparents, and my grandpa recognizes me. But without her being in like the setting, like a familiar setting, and having my mom to probably say, oh, we're gonna go see Kinsey and Connor, she, like, the look on her face was just blank, like she had no idea who I was. And it was just hard because that is someone that you've known your whole life, and it's kind of like, how does your brain betray you that much that you don't even recognize us?
I had gotten the call from the clinic in Tulsa where I had signed up to do a trial study, and they called me and they said, well, for us, it's unfortunate, but you do not show any of the signs that we need a person to have to be in our trial study. We don't need you, which we don't actually get to say that to very many people. Later that night at dinner, it was my son and my husband, and I told them both, I said, oh, I have great news. I can't be in the study because I'm not showing any of the signs. My son just kind of sat there and he looked at me and he said, Mom, so if you don't have it, does that mean I'm going to get it? You probably could have heard a pin drop at that point, because there should never be a reason that a 16-year-old has to think about a disease that he could get when he's older. And that is the reason why I've become so involved in Alzheimer's.
Before my mom got tested, I was really worried that that was maybe what my future was going to look like when I saw how much time out of like my high school and my brother's high school my mom had to devote to her mom. I mean, in a way, I was just scared that that was going to be my life and that I would have to take care of her that way. I just didn't want that to ever be how I thought of my mom or how my kids one day will think of her. It gives me hope that I won't have to worry about that. And I just think that it's lucky that we have so many people that are so invested in this cause that they want to find a cure, because there's a lot of other diseases out there that also need a cure, but there's not enough people that are trying to find it the way that people working for Alzheimer's are.